Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What time is it? You think of us, Pat. You guys look at this watch, right? Those are on radio, you probably know. Those TV, really? You can see and look at this watch. But, I mean, how many people say, you know, what time is it? One of the biggest money makers used to be, believe it or not, I know for the young generation, you're going to be shocked, but is to a number that you would call in your community that would tell you what time it is. Mm-hmm. You would call this number, and that's how you set your clocks. And then they would sell advertising on that thing, and the entire community would call because they always want to know what time it was. Wow. This is before internet and all that kind of stuff. And it's after Big Ben.
You mean there was a day when people did not have wristwatches? I'm trying to give empathy.
Oh, it's huge. Right. It helps.
Yeah, we did have wristwatches probably then. That's probably when calculators were first coming out, like this big 7-inch calculator. But, you know, knowing what time it is so important, because think about it, every single day, you decide, I mean, potentially there's a lot of America right now based on statistics that don't care what time it is because they're not going somewhere. But I know our audience is a very, you know, active and faith-filled and audience, and you want to know, well, you know, what time is church? What time are we going to come together? What time is the Super Bowl come on, right? What time is dinner? I mean, this is everyday time, right? What time is breakfast? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What time is dinner? What time is lunch? I mean, everything's always, you know, what time is it now? Mm. Right? Isn't that right?
All the time. Absolutely.
All the time. See what I'm saying? And you think about it, is it even in regards to, you know, what time of the year is it? It's like, well, seeing that it's like 15 degrees right now, it's probably winter. Uh-huh. Or seeing that, you know, Pat's got his tan line going on, it's probably summer off his yacht and his boat and all those different things.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. In my dreams.
In your dreams. But think about it. I mean, it's just like, what season, what time is it? What time, you know, this is the new year. What does that mean? Is it time for the new year? Mm-hmm. And in the course of time, there was a moment in time when time didn't exist, and it did exist because God exists outside of time, but we live inside of time, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, think about it. Because God exists outside of time. Sometimes we look at time and think, you know, God is in our schedules, and, you know, God kind of exists within a week, and, you know, he shows up for 15 minutes on the right time, which would be Sunday time, right, between 10:46. And, right. You know, it's like, so you just start measuring things by time. And God doesn't, you know, obviously exist within time. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. You know, he knows all things. He's, understand this, that, but time is something God's given us. God has given us a time. As a matter of fact, he says, you know, that we are given a time even to live after the flood, you know, was, you know, we're guaranteed, you know, a man's normal existence in life is around 70 years, 80 potentially, you know, if anything beyond that, I mean, you're beyond the time that God prescribed for men in the context of that, which people do all the time. But, and of course, the reason why is because the longer that men spent in time, the more things men would do wrong. I don't know. God had to destroy the whole earth. But how important, I mean, time is just, and people who don't pay attention to time are going nowhere in a hurry. They're the ones that go, is it that time already? You're right?
Right.
What happened the last decade of my life?
Yeah.
And that just drives you crazy, right? All you talk about is planning and time management is because if you don't grab a hold of time, if you don't understand what time it is and how much time you have, you're just a dreamer. That's all you do is just dream. Which is good if it's followed by action. If it's followed by, okay, that's your dream, but what's your timeline of when do you see this thing coming to pass? Oh, we don't come anywhere near a timeline to do that. I mean, it's so important that God's given us a prescribed time here on earth, like a 70, 80 years. But also there's a time for dispensation of grace. How long will this season that we can come into the grace of the Lord? There's time that even in tribulations that he says that it is going to last, you know, 3.5 years. I mean, that's, isn't that important? He's like, who cares? Let's just be in tribulation for the next 1,000 years. Like, I care.
Yeah.
You know,
how long it
post-trib,
is.
Post-trib, mid-trib. Yeah, it matters, the time, right?
Huge.
And not only that, there's a time. There is a time that only God knows about. Jesus doesn't even know about it. It's called the time that Jesus comes back for his church, the time that he rules. He's going to rule for a specific amount of time here on earth for one particular time called a 1,000-year reign. It's exactly, in the context of time, a 1,000-year reign here on earth. I mean, time. But let me tell you, I want to challenge you. Because, you know, maybe that's you. Maybe you've been living your life avoiding timelines. You don't even want to, all you want to know is like, how do I get paid?
Mm.
What time does my television program come on? You know, how much time do I have left on my vacation? You know,
all right.
Versus like destiny. How much time do I have left in my life to be able to do what God's called me to do? And Jesus is talking to his disciples and he says, listen, he says, farmers know what time it is. They know when it's time to plant a crop and to harvest a crop. He says, but you don't even know. You don't even know what time. You think about Israel. The greatest judgment that ever came to anyone came to Israel because they missed the time of their visitation when Jesus was coming. Think about that. Right. Think about how tragic this whole history has been since that moment in time when he said it'd be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than it would be for you. They would have repented a long time ago if this would have been their time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think how important that is. And you don't want to miss God's time of visitation in your life. When Jesus is passing by, that's a moment in time. Mm-hmm. He didn't pass by every day at any time you wanted him to pass by when he was having his ministry here on earth in the physical and the spiritual. I mean, he just passed by and then he went to the next town. Mm-hmm. I mean, you missed it.
Right.
God is about, there's about to be a time, a visitation that's going to happen. It's going to be powerful. But if you don't understand the times and the seasons, if you don't understand that how it is limited right now, it's not going to always be like this. It reminds me of 1 Chronicles 12:32 when he talks about, he's talking about the tribe of Issachar. And he says, these men understood the times and knew what Israel should do during those times. See, the anointing, and this is something to pray about, because you might know something, but it could be the wrong time to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You might can do something, but it's the wrong time to do it. Or it was the right time to do it, but you didn't do it because you didn't know the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your life. This is your destiny. I mean, think about this. You and God, you're going to stand alone before the throne room of God. No witnesses, no suspects. You get to be able to stand there and say, you know, I was faithful. I did it. I did what the time came for me, and I did what was required of me. Issachar, men who understood the times and knew what Israel was to do in those times. It's not enough to know, hey, it looks like there's a storm coming, being formed against us. But there's a response. We got to know what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not hanging around somebody that knows what time it is, and you ask them what time it is, and they say it's 12 o'clock, instead of saying it's time for you to repent.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to begin to abide. It's time for you to get your marriage right. It's time for you to get your life right. It's time for you to prepare for the great outpouring that's coming to the world. It's time for you to get ready for the greatest harvest that men has ever seen. If not, it's like a big wave coming. It's like this big wave is going to come, but it's like a surfer. It's like, hey, it's going to come at a certain time. And if you're not ready for it, that wave's going to pass you by. You didn't understand that this wave is going to come at a certain time. I mean, even demons know what time it is. I mean, when Jesus is coming into a room, and Matthew 8 talks about it, and he comes into this room, and these people are being oppressed by these second heaven demons, you know, this demonic activity. When Jesus walked in a room, these devils looked at their watch and they go, have you come here before your time? Is this your time? Well, they did. You know, what time is it? They're looking, you know, two demons looking at each other like, what's your watch say, man?
He's
like,
I think he's
don't we have another few thousand years?
He's not on time.
Is he here before his time?
Yeah.
They even demons know what time it is. And this is what Jesus was saying at that time when he's walking on the face of the earth. He was going, the farmers know what time it is, but you don't even know what time it is. It's important for you as a believer, as one who professes to be a Christian, Christ's follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ, to know what time it is. You need to begin to pray, dear God, what is the time? What season is it? What's the time of my visitation? Lord, I want to know what time it is. Even demons know the time, and I can't even tell you what time it is spiritually. I can't tell you what's about to happen. Lord, how come you're not speaking to me in my sleep? You said you will pour out your spirit on all flesh, and we'll prophesy, and we'll dream dreams. God, I want to know what time it is. I mean, if demons know what time it is, and we don't even know what time it is, if God exists, and he does outside of time, and we exist inside of time for a reason, that's a reason for us to understand that our days are numbered. We have only so many days here on earth to be able to do in that time frame what we'll spend eternity, which there's no time frame, wondering why didn't we, or thank God I knew what time it was. I want to encourage you today to begin to pray for an anointing. The anointing of Issachar, to understand not only the times and the seasons, but to understand what to do, the wisdom to be able to do in the season, and don't miss the time of your visitation. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll